Negotiating a conflict.
As I mentioned in my last memo, the reason for our meeting today is the decision by management to relocate the officers some 40 kilometres from here. I must say that as a result of this decision, the personnel is faced with big problems.
We appreciate the difficulties caused by the decision, but frankly, there is no alternative. The present building is too old and too small.
We are aware of that, but it is clear that this relocation will mean a waste of time and money for the personnel.
Could you be more specific on this point? I don't understand all the implications.
Well, it's clear that this will cause extra expenses for transport and longer travel time due to the heavy traffic when going to the other side of the city.
What would you suggest then?
We would appreciate it if the company could offer some financial compensation for the inconvenience.
I'm afraid this is not possible at the moment. Let me explain our situation. We have been confronted with enormous financial expenses as a result of this compulsory relocation. On top of that, business is not as good at the moment because of the recession.
We are aware of that, but you should take into account the difficulties imposed on the staff.
We see your point, but let me propose an alternative solution, which would not affect our financial situation. What about setting up a flexi-time system? With this system, employees could travel at the most suitable time and therefore avoid traffic jams.
This proposal is acceptable because it solves the question of traffic jams. But what about the travel expenses? We could accept the relocation provided you also grant us a monthly travel allowance of 50 euros.
We are ready to make this effort, but only for those workers who live at least 40 kilometers away from the new offices.
I'm glad we could reach an agreement. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation.